AFM 99.9.
11:22, you're listening to Byron Business, People and a Lifestyle. Phil Daly with you, and around this time every week, someone different from our business community come and join us, and we get to chat to them about their business. You get to find out about the wide variety of businesses right across the Byron Shire and beyond. And today, my special guest is Dean Copeland, and Dean has a business called Marry Me Dean. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Phil. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you in here. Now, tell us about the business, apart from it being obvious by the title, which I like. What was the motivation for establishing and being involved with a business like Marriage Celebrant?
So, well, I went to my brother's wedding a few years ago, and I had to give a speech. Apart from, I wasn't told I was going to give a speech. It was one of those impromptu things. And I did it quite well, and there's a lot of people I knew and a lot of people I didn't know. And it was interesting. The people I didn't know came up and gave me really good feedback. And some of that feedback is, you should be a celebrant. And I picked up the ball and went with it from there.
Mm-hmm. How do you become a marriage celebrant?
There's a course you do. It's a Cert 4 course. You do a week in a classroom for the legal aspects. And then there's the other part, which you do via distant learning, and some practical ceremonies you do as well.
Mm-hmm. And this wasn't your calling. What were you doing before then?
Before,
how did you get to where you are?
I've done a lot of things and never quite found my calling, I think, until maybe now.
All right.
I've done a lot of work in hospitality in different roles. I've worked in some of Australia's best restaurants. I've worked in finance and management. I've had my own food business before. I've been an energy healer. I've been a teacher with meditation and personal development courses. And interesting enough, all those things have kind of lined up to the skills you need for being a celebrant.
So let's talk about what sort of attributes do you think are ideal for a marriage celebrant to deal with when, as a matter of fact, I was in Sydney on the weekend and went to my niece's wedding. And this was her second wedding. She got married in Spain and then had a second one in Sydney. So she was really, you know, wanting to celebrate her wedding. And I'm sure brides come with all sorts of challenges. But what sort of attributes do you think you've brought to the table in order to be a marriage celebrant?
Well, it's interesting because when you turn up at a wedding, you don't necessarily know on the day what you're turning up into. And some venues have accommodation on site. You can walk in and see the bride beforehand. And it could be like a scene from a movie with total mayhem going on, and there's every family member under the sun is there, and it's just crazy. I love walking into that and just creating a sense of calm and zen and bringing the bride down. So I think that's a really important thing, because if you can do that, everyone's more relaxed. If people are relaxed, they have more fun, and then there's a good vibe through the whole ceremony.
Mm, mm. So you've got to be, as a marriage celebrant, you've got to be able to remain calm. Amongst the chaos and mayhem.
With that, you facilitate through the calm. And the calmer, I find the calmer that you can get people, and it's just being comfortable in their own skin, then when things happen, there's natural humour, there's joy, everyone engages, and everyone's kind of on the same page together as well.
The wedding I was at on the weekend, it was, we're at Bronte Beach, right on the beach. It was blowing a gale, and the bride wanted to have it open, and, the marriage celebrant just took it all in her stride. And one of the things I noticed about it, she had a really good sense of humour. She'd prepared for it. Mm. She'd obviously spent some time with the bride and groom to get to know them and put a lot of humour into what she spoke about around the bride and groom. Is that something really important?
Absolutely. Listening is one of the biggest keys with it. So on the preparation, I give my couples a questionnaire. I give it to them individually so I can build up a story and know their past from each perspective as well. Once I've created that, I give them the choice of proofreading it, going through to see if it fits the T, or giving it to them on the day so they have an organic experience and they hear it from each other's perspective, and the guests do as well, because most people know some of the story, but not all the story.
Yeah.
And then naturally you know if they want it to be funny or a bit more serious. Or
now, Byron Shire has really gained a reputation for a wonderful place for weddings and to get married. How come you landed here? Was that your part of the plan as far as to become a marriage celebrant and move to Byron, or how did you land here?
I didn't think I was ever going to live in Byron. Next month it'll be here 4 years. 4.5 years ago, I'd never been to Byron.
Mm-hmm.
So I was living in the Southern Highlands in a little town called Bundanoon. Very pretty, but basically it's filled with old people. So I felt like I had to get out, came up here and just loved it. So it feels like a real home for me. And the fact that it's a wedding destination, it's just like so many people love this spot and have a really kind part in their heart for this spot as well.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of competition amongst marriage celebrants. There's male and female. All sorts of people are offering different, something different. I suppose having a website is something important as far as promoting your services. How do people find Marry Me Dean?
That's a really good question because there's so many channels these days. Instagram is obviously a big part of it, but the website is as well. I'm kind of under the impression, I might be wrong, that when someone's serious to buy, it's the website where they'll really check you out. And I'm kind of going through a phase now. I've been doing this for a little while, so I'm growing, changing new identity. So I'm building a new site as well.
I'm sure there's, you know, just the number of weddings we have here, there would be a lot of competition and people are, you know, I suppose they don't know what they're looking for when they actually come here. And searching online is the way they often do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most of my clients would come from Sydney. I've done far more interstate people than local people.
Now, often marriage celebrants do other things. And one of the things I want to talk to you when we come back, we're going to take a break now and we'll come back and talk a bit more about what other services that you provide apart from being a marriage celebrant, because I think you've got to have more than one string to your bow, so to speak, to be able to survive here in the Byron Shire.
Absolutely. It's the way it goes these days.
My guest today on Byron Business, People and Lifestyle is Dean Copeland. And Dean is, well, he's a marriage celebrant, but he has his own business called Marry Me Dean. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with
New Choice for Lunch, proud sponsors of BFM.
11:33, you're listening to Byron Business, People and Lifestyle. Phil Daly with you, and my guest today is Dean Copeland, and Dean has a business called Marry Me Dean. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break that it's a competitive environment here. Lots of people are having weddings, but lots of marriage celebrants. Is there any other sort of services that you feel that you need to offer to be able to maybe have a point of difference, Dean?
Absolutely. So as well as the weddings, which are generally in the weekend, during the week, I often do funerals as well. And that's something that can be quite different. Mm. However, I feel a really strong connection to it and I feel quite comfortable and natural dealing in that domain.
Yeah, not every marriage celebrant would feel that they want to go, I suppose, to the other end of the spectrum and deal with people in grief. And dealing with people when they've got a loved one or a very close friend where they're going to say farewell to. Mm. So how do you go about doing that, being a funeral, I suppose, is it celebrant? A celebrant?
Absolutely, yeah. A funeral celebrant as well. So I think the key is about connection and connecting with people, and obviously that happens before the actual service. So it's going into the family home and connecting with people. Now, these people are generally in grief, so it can be a difficult time, and you're trying to get them to paint a picture of the person that they've just lost, often just like 2 days before. So I generally ask them to bring out some photos and we go through those together so we can pick memories and moments, because when you look back on someone's life, there's moments that matter, and if we can paint a picture with these moments, there's allowing for connection with everyone to come to. And most people want a celebration of life for their goodbye as well.
Yeah, and I suppose also you're having to deal with other suppliers such as crematorium. You know, how do you go about dealing with that? Or is that part of your role?
No, not the whole thing. I do with the funeral director, and the funeral director coordinates all those things. Mm-hmm. But I have certain aspects that I need to coordinate with them around music or audio visual needs, and then they take care of those things.
Okay. Now, how long have you been running your business, Marry Me Dean?
I'm in the first year of doing
that. It's still new for you. And how are you finding that sort of journey of being a small business person in an area where, you know, we've talked about either it's people getting married or it's in regards to saying farewell to a loved one?
Mixed, I think. The actual doing it and the delivery of it, I just love that all. But some of the back end and the marketing and the just the things here, they never stop.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a little bit more tedious.
Yeah, I suppose being an entrepreneur, small business person, it requires you to have a range of skills, doesn't it? You can't just have your technical skills such as being the celebrant. You've got to do the marketing. You've got to do the administration. There's a wide range of skill sets you've got to have.
There's no IT support when something goes wrong. It all comes down to you.
Yeah. Now, look, going back to being a married celebrant, one of the things that often has I found curious, with people now sort of having flexibility with marriage vows, is there an opportunity for lots of creativity with marriage vows? And what are the most creative you've had?
Well, as far as the wedding ceremony goes now, there's only three legal things that need to be covered off. Apart from that, it's all up for grabs. So
what are the three things?
Three things. We need to do something called the monitorium, which is, I say, a paragraph that I'm legally empowered to marry you, etc. Mm-hmm. According to law, we must have the legal vows and then the signing of the register, the certificate. Okay. Those things in that order. Everything else, though, you can play around with and have a little bit of fun, a bit of creativity.
So literally, you could do that in around about 10 minutes,
Those three things you could do in probably 3 minutes.
Okay. So going back to the marriage vows, I'm really interested in how people work through these, because you hear a wide range of them these days.
You do, and people can be really confronted. It's just like one of those things in your face and you feel like you've got to nail it.
Yeah.
But really, your vows are about a promise, and they can be different layers to them as well. And as long as you have it what's real, mm-hmm. authentic, and finished with sincerity, you'll go well. But I've had some couples that do different things. I've had one bride who said to the groom, who was a helicopter pilot in the Air Force, it was like, I will still love you even if Trump is re-elected for the second term, and I will still agree you look like Tom Cruise from Top Gun for the 500th time it is brought up.
That's a good one. From the same bride.
Yeah. He walked in, when he walked in, he heard the music of Top Gun playing.
Now, often you see in movies and things like that where sometimes someone doesn't show up. Have you had any times like that?
Meaning a bride or a groom?
Either one. Yeah.
No, everyone's okay, showing everyone's up. Fronted. Everyone's showing up.
Okay. Now, if I was, let's say I'm a bride shopping around and I'm looking for a marriage celebrant, what do you think, Dean, what do you think your point of difference is? Well, how do you go across selling your services to, and I'm sure it's most of the time brides call you.
It is more often brides, and it's a great question as well, because with being so many celebrants out there, and everyone's warm and friendly, but there's just a little bit more to it than that. So one of the things that sets me apart is I really like to listen, and I really like to work with my couple so together we can create something that really represents them.
Mm-hmm.
Also a bit of a Zen master with being a meditation teacher, so being relaxed and chilled allows everyone to have good vibes. Got good vibes, you can have a good time well.
Okay.
And I only do one wedding per day. Do a lot more than that.
Yep.
And if things are running behind or if they're a bit close, it adds pressure to the day, pressure that generally the couple don't need. And as a celebrant, I don't want it either, because I really love my job and I like to keep it fun.
Mm. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. So if people want to get further information about Dean Copeland and Marry Me Dean, where's the best way to go about doing that?
Best place, jump on my website, marrymedean.com.
MarryMeDean.com. Yeah. Thanks for joining me today, Dean. Good
pleasure
talking to you today. Wish you all the best after the, with the first year of your business. Always challenging the first year. And I wish you all the best. And we're coming into the season when people aren't getting married. So I'm...